Amnesty International has called for an inquiry after a tribunal in London heard allegations that the police service of Northern Ireland have been monitoring the phone activity of several journalists. The Investigatory Powers Tribunal is examining allegations that the PSNI used unlawful covert surveillance in an attempt to reveal journalist sources. This follows complaints about the PSNI's treatment of journalists who made a documentary about the Loughlin Island killings. Patrick Corrigan of Amnesty International has been speaking to me about the extent of the allegations.
Yes, I mean, the key revelation that came out of the inquiry yesterday is that the Police Service of Northern Ireland has been targeting what it regards as troublemaking journalists for routine 6 monthly surveillance of their phone records on a rolling basis. And this is information that dates from late 2017 and information that was disclosed to the Investigatory Powers Tribunal by the evidence submission from Durham Constabulary. So the PSNI's own evidence submission did not disclose this, and the Investigatory Powers Tribunal now wants to find out why, but it also wants to find out the extent of these covert surveillance operations against journalists in Northern Ireland, how many journalists are involved, how long has it gone on for, is it still going on?
Do the journalists themselves know if it's them who've been tracked?
No, the only journalist who know for certain, first of all, was Trevor Burney and Barry McCaffrey, the journalists behind the No Stone Unturned documentary on Loughlin Island massacre. So it was they who took the case. Since then, just in the last week, the BBC have joined the case on behalf of Vincent Kearney, who we understand was targeted for this covert surveillance as well, dating back to 2011. Obviously, Vincent now works for RTE, but the head of BBC Northern Ireland was in the courtroom yesterday. In terms of the other journalists, we don't know. There was a document disclosed to the hearing yesterday that again came from Durham Constabulary evidence, but it had 8 redacted names, so 8 black marks where we think there are names of journalists. And we are now encouraging all journalists in Northern Ireland who fear they may too have been targeted by the PSNI to lodge their own complaints with the Investigatory Powers Tribunal.
Have the PSNI acknowledged that this has happened?
No, not yet. Again, it was not in the evidence yesterday. And I think the new Chief Constable in Northern Ireland, John Boucher, who has come in with the promise of being like a new broom to sweep clean and have a fresh approach to transparency by the PSNI, he had actually signed a witness statement to the tribunal yesterday, a statement of candour, basically saying the PSNI had made full disclosures. It now appears that statement that seems to fall short given the Durham Constabulary evidence. They haven't responded yet, but the Investigatory Powers Tribunal gave them direction yesterday that they have to make a full submission by the 17th of May, and the barrister representing the PSNI committed to doing so.
Will it be possible to prove that journalists' phones have been tracked?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we already know that this has happened in certain instances. We're now pushing in two directions. One, the Investigatory Powers Tribunal is pushing hard to get full disclosure, but also we're pressing the Chief Constable of the PSNI to make disclosure to the Policing Board, which is the oversight authority here. They have been pressing now for, I think it's 8 months, for disclosure of the extent of the surveillance operations against journalists.
There will be plenty of journalists who would have cynically remarked over the years that they would be surprised if they weren't being tracked.
Journalists, their stock in trade is tip-offs, sources of information, whistleblowers. That's how they act on behalf of the public to help with the truth-telling exercise. And as part of the journalists' code of conduct, the NUJ Code of Conduct, but also part of legislation north, south and internationally, that journalists have the right to protect their sources. And so the idea that the PSNI or any police force anywhere in the world can go around simply tapping journalists' phones or accessing their phone records to see who they have been talking to, who have been calling them, that is simply not acceptable.
That's Patrick Corrigan of Amnesty International. We'll be talking about COVID and ferrets next.